Good afternoon from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. This is the Eye in the Sky forecast. Yesterday, dew points were able to drop back into the 50s to around 60, providing relief from the muggy conditions which prevailed for the start of the week. Although highs remain a bit above normal today and tomorrow, the heat index will have a minimal factor, if any. Delightful summer weather comes to end the week as a couple areas of high pressure control our region's weather. The first surface feature is a fairly weak area of high pressure just to our west. This is what helped knock dew points back to comfortable levels yesterday. The second area of surface high pressure is currently located way up north over James Bay around northern Quebec. As we finish out the week into the start of the weekend, the second more expansive surface feature dives southeast through interior Quebec. Therefore, we see dry and sunny weather today and tomorrow. High pressure rotates in a clockwise direction. As we lie on the southern periphery of this feature, warmer air from the south continues to influence our region. Therefore, highs today remain a bit above normal for mid-August as they rise in the lower to mid-80s over the valleys. We have had our fair share of high clouds dream overhead this morning due to a disturbance to our south. They look to hang around a bit through this afternoon with some fair weather cumulus clouds forming over the higher terrain. Tonight offers more comfortable sleeping conditions as we see lows dip back in the mid-50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow offers more of the same, although highs will be a few degrees cooler. The only minor blemish comes in the form of a stray shower over the higher terrain of southern Vermont tomorrow afternoon. Dew points remain in the upper 50s to lower 60s tomorrow, making the heat index a limited factor. We are in for a delightful summer weekend as high pressure over Quebec slowly moves east into northern New Brunswick. This supplies more of the same comfortable late summer weather as we see highs in the upper 70s to mid 80s on Saturday. Skies remain sunny with no chance of wet conditions. We are able to squeeze out another solid day to end the weekend, but a bit of a pattern change starts to take shape later in the day on Sunday. Sunday we see cooler highs with most of the region remaining in the 70s with right around 80 in Burlington. We see some morning sunshine, but clouds increase throughout the rest of the day. Sunday night into Monday, the upper atmosphere becomes more progressive and swings a robust upper-level trough through the region. This upper-level disturbance will be accompanied by a surface cold front. Therefore, wet conditions are likely later Sunday night into Monday. Confidence is fairly high when it comes to the return of precipitation to start the new week, but the intensity and total rainfall is currently a bit tricky to lock down. Some computer model guidance points to low pressure lifting through New England before the cold front sweeps it eastward. This scenario provides a better chance of steady rainfall. Other guidance leaves surface low pressure too far south and east to have an impact on our region. The second option provides a bit drier conditions with much less chance of steady rainfall. Either way, conditions turn more active when compared to the near-term forecast. Time will likely be the best resource for the models to come in better consensus. Checking out the forecast details, this afternoon, mostly sunny with scattered high clouds, warm but not humid, highs in the lower to mid-80s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s to lower 60s, closer to 50 in the cooler spots north. Tomorrow, areas of morning valley fog giving way to mostly sunny skies, a few more clouds with a slight chance of a passing shower over southern Vermont, especially the higher terrain. A bit cooler and not humid, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s, with some mid-80s in the warmer valleys. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s to around 60. And taking a look at Saturday, sunny, a nice summer day, highs in the upper 70s to mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Chris Kurdak with an eye on the sky.